Art recording.
Hey, this is Jenny K on StudioChaotic.com. I'm gonna check out the Cakewalk Sonar Inspector today. In particular, the track equalizer and the assignable controls in the Inspector, how to set it up and how to work it. And it is something that needs to be done. Let's start the Inspector. I'm on a new project, haven't done anything. So we're on track 2 here.
Track Inspector pane 6, module options, track Inspector on.
Okay.
Display.
This is
Jaws.
Quite useless right
Meter
now.
Jaws.
Here's the track name. It's called Jaws. I'm working on the track where I'm recording the Jaws speech that you're hearing.
Meter peak, -14.4.
Okay,
-14. Volume equals 0. Blank field. Volume equals 0.
I mean, this is fine if you want to change
and
the volume.
0%
but
module
we
options.
Have to check out
display.
The display. Push enter on this.
Display, volume checked, V. Enter, leaving menu, track inspector, pin display, volume, pan checked, V. Enter, leaving menu, track display,
off.
Volume, pan, V. MSR checked, enter, leaving menu, display, volume, pan, MSR, M. Send checked, S. Enter, leaving menu, display, volume, pan, V. MSR, M. Send, S. FX checked, F.
What we want
X checked,
is
e.
the equalizer and
FX checked,
the
F.
FX.
X checked, plot checked, V.
So we'll leave them alone.
Input checked, plot checked, V. Enter, leaving menu, track inspector,
off.
Pane, display, volume, V, pan, V. MS, send, FX checked, X checked, E, plot, V. Input checked, I. Enter, leaving menus, track inspector pane 6, display, context, icons checked, I, enter, leaving menu, display, icon, input, I, plot, V, X checked, E, FX checked, F, send, S, MSR, M, pan, V, volume, V, output, O, icons, I.
There. Everything is unchecked, except for the effect bin and the
escape, leaving menus, track
equalizer.
Inspector pane 6, display.
Let's see what it looks like now.
Module options, X disabled.
There.
Band 1.
We have the equalizer right there.
X disabled.
This is a 4-band equalizer. And let's look at that in a second. The thing about this inspector is that for JSonar, which is a layer on top of Sonar to make it accessible, JSonar, to see what we needed to see, we have to get stuff out of the way. And the inspector shows a whole list of stuff that it's just not possible. We have to pick and choose what we want to see. And selecting the equalizer and the effects bin, that kind of that works.
Band 1, Q equals 0, FX bin.
So we had the equalizer there, and this is the effects bin.
Jaws. FX bin, Jaws.
Here's the track name.
Display. Module options.
Okay.
X disabled.
So we have to, now that we have it here, we have to enable it.
X enabled.
There we go. Enter on that.
Band 1.
Band 1.
Band 1 enable equals off.
And enable band 1. You have
band
to
1
enable
equals
each
on.
Band as you need it.
Band 1.
And select the band. Just push enter on that.
Band 1. Band 2. B.
And select another band.
Enter, leaving menus, track inspector pane 6, band 2. Band 2 enable equals off.
And enable down.
Band 2 enable equals on. Band 2 type equals peak slash dip.
And this is pretty straightforward.
Band 2 type equals peak slash dip. Band
enter,
2 type equals low shell,
select.
L, high shell, A, low pass, L, high pass, A, peak slash dip check, T. Enter, leaving menus, track inspector pane 6, band 2 type equals peak slash dip.
Just enter to select it.
Band 2 reg equals 547.6HZ.
Numbers here.
Band 2 reg equals 547.6 HZ. Left bracket, band 2 reg equals 300. Left bracket, band 2 reg equals 269.3 HZ.
This changes big numbers. Let's go with smaller numbers.
Num lock off. Num lock on.
With the numpad.
Plus.
Plus.
Plus. Plus. Dash. Dash. Dash.
And minus. When doing that, it will not read the result. You have to go.
Band 2 reg equals 269.3 HZ.
Or I'm sure there's a way to tell Jaws to read that.
Num lock off. Engine on R44.1.
No.
Band 2 reg equals 2. Band 2 gain equals 0.0 dB.
So that's it. It's not any harder than that. You just have to make sure it's visible, and you have to get all the stuff out of the way to see it. And that's that. There's one more thing that we need to do in the inspector for sure. And that's if we want to see the parameters for any effect in the effect bin. Because I do have an effect on this track.
Effect enabled. Band two. VX64 vocal strip.
The VX64.
Jaws. VX64 vocal strip.
And there's nothing there. There's nothing to see. It's just a name. It shows it that it's there.
Jaws.
So let's
display module options.
Make sure we can find what we need. Go to module,
options. Context. I can plot FX submenu. F.
FX.
Show assignable controls. F.
Show assignable controls.
Enter. Leaving menus. Track inspector pane. 6. Module options. Eck enabled. Module op- display. Jaws. Input tube saturation equals 60.0%. Input gain equals input tube plugin enable VX64 vocal strip.
So that's the plugin name.
Plugin enable equals on.
Right now I'm recording as I'm checking this, so I can't change this. I can't shut it off while I'm recording. But it doesn't matter.
Input tube enable equals on. Input gain equals 0.0 dB. Left bracket, input gain equals 0.0 dB. Left bracket, right bracket, input gain equals minus 1.6 dB.
Right and left bracket for big numbers.
Num lock on.
Again.
Plus.
And minus
plus,
for
plus.
Smaller numbers.
Input tube saturation equals 60.0%. Left bracket, input tube saturation, left bracket, input tube saturation equals 50, Jaws. Input tube saturation
and
equals 56.7%.
And this effect has more than 4 parameters, I'm sure. And you can find them.
Applications, context menu, R, remove from group unavailable, R. Clear group unavailable, group sub, group manager, value submenu, revert to 53, automation, remote control, disable remote, reassign control submenu, R.
Oh, I went the wrong way. I can reassign this control.
Reassign control submenu, R, plugin enable, E, input tube enable, I, input gain, I.
And here's a selection
input tube saturation
of all
check,
the
I.
Available parameters.
Compensator enable, C, compressor thresh, C, compressor ratio, C, expander thresh, E, expander ratio, E, compensator attack, C, ec enable, E.
So, there's a lot here.
Ec tube saturation, E.
And sometimes it takes a while to figure out what's what.
Ec tube low enable, E. Ec tube mid enable, E. Ec tube high enable, E. Ec low fret, E.
But if it's an effect that you use a lot, you will learn it.
Ec low gain, E.
And you'll find the parameters that you mostly use.
Ec mid fret, E.
And you can, if you want
gain,
something
e.
else,
ec
you can find
e.
it.
Ec high gain, E. The SR fret, D. The SR doubler enable, D.
Oh, there's lots here.
Doubler presence, D.
No
doubler
idea.
Stereo, D. Delay enable, D.
Wow.
Delay sync enable, D. Delay time, D. Delay level, D. Delay feed, delay filter mode, D. Delay filter fret, D. Output tube enable, O.
Okay, there we go.
Delay filter fret, D.
Delay filter frequency, that sounds good. We'll put
enter,
enter
leaving
on
menu,
that
track
one.
Inspector
so,
pane, 6. Delay filter fret equals 56.7%.
And we got the numbers there. So you can do that and select which parameters you want. So, and that is the inspector, the basics of it. I hope that made sense to you. This was just a really quick look at the inspector and the things necessary to get it to work for you. One last tip I have is to, when you got all this figured out, got it all set up the way you want it, make yourself a template so that when you start a new project, this will already have been set up for you. You don't have to go through all of that again. And what you do is, I don't think I can do it right now because I'm recording, but you save the new file. You bring up an empty project. You don't do anything except for this. You make all the changes you want. If you want to set up some buses and set up the inputs so that they're correct every time the mono, stereo, whatever you wish to have, and then you save that project as a template file in the file format list in the save as dialog. You select CWT, T as in Toby, Tobias, Thomas. And you add that, you save it in, well, if it's a normal standard XP installation. I'm going with XP here because that's what I have. The file needs to go into my documents. And Cakewalk, sample, sonar, whatever version you have, and sample content. There's a file there called normal.cwt. You could save that file, rename that file, the original one, to rename it to original normal.cwt first, and then you save this new template of yours as normal.cwt, and it will open that one every time. And that was just a quick tip. It makes life easier. And that's that. That's it from Jenny K, StudioChaotic.com. Drop into my site and leave me a note. I'd love to hear from you. And also, on the front page there, you will find a link to my single Open Sky that is finally on iTunes. Open Sky by Jenny K. Give me a review, a rating. Buy the track, why don't you? It's just 99 cents. Unbeatable. And it's a great song. So there, just do it. And that's it from me. You have yourself a great week. And I'll see you another time. Bye.